The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children come forward for the children's sermon.
And that includes our Learning Garden children that are here today. I want you to come up and join us. Teachers, I'm going to ask a favor. Would you stand up and turn around and just kind of let them know you're here, because that will help encourage them to come forward, because I know some of them have been shy this morning. So if you would just let them know you're here. Plus, it keeps you from eating what I've got in my box here. So, all right. Come on up and join us up here. Have a seat. Good morning. And parents, if you want to come with the kids, that's fine too. How is everybody this morning? When I started to think about what to do this today, I said, you know, I could tell a Bible story, but there's a celebration going on in the church. And that's kind of the story. Our church is celebrating a lot right now. Matter of fact, we didn't get together and meet last week. And because we had so much going on, it was such a wonderful service and everything. But one of the things that happened last week is Martin Luther was inspired by the Holy Spirit to put statements on the door. And that started something. And all of a sudden, the Lutheran Church was born. So we had our birthday. It was the church's birthday. And what's a birthday without, or celebration without, a cake? But then I got to thinking, well, after Reformation, the next week is All Saints Sunday, which is what today is. Today is when we celebrate the people and their lives who have gone before us, and even like family and friends, but also people who have helped us make the church, and like Martin Luther, and like the disciples, and like, you know, all those people. And it can kind of be a sad time, but there was a funeral last week, and it hit me that, you know what, this is how we can celebrate All Saints Sunday. The funeral happened, and yeah, people, it's sad when somebody leaves your life. But afterwards, I was walking down the hallway towards the fellowship hall, and people were laughing and hugging each other and shaking hands and having a good time. And I said, that's what All Saints is about. The sad time when we lose somebody, but the celebration is we had life with them, and the life that we had with them, and the life that they now have with Jesus because his life, death, and resurrection. So we got a birthday candle, right? I thought about, you know, a cake for everything would be, it started to get kind of expensive, and also that was going to be a lot of cake. So let's put, first of all, let's get the candle in for Reformation, okay? Now we got All Saints, right? That's today, okay? Also, you just heard that we're celebrating another birthday, the anniversary of our child care, right? So we got to have another celebration. So I decided, you know what, instead of all those different cakes, I would just get a cake that had different sections. Okay, so we got Reformation, All Saints, Learning Garden, but uh-oh, what's going on? What is it? We're missing one, right? Ah, there's one more celebration. We have a birthday today. It's Pastor Tim's birthday. So, we've got all these celebrations going on. And so let's light these candles for all these special things. And I think it's only appropriate, don't you, that Pastor Tim come blow them out.
Yeah.
Doesn't that work for you guys? All right, let's get him over here to blow them out.
The air conditioner might do it for me.
Actually, I think the candles are taking their time with it. They're a little shy today. All right. And, of course, we got to sing, too. There they are. They're going slowly but surely. It ought to be easy to blow them out. You ready? Let's sing happy birthday to Pastor. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pastor. Happy birthday to you. Here we go.
We all get older.
You got them.
All right.
You get to choose which side you want later.
All right.
Okay. So a lot of celebrations going on, and boys and girls from Learning Garden, now it's your turn. Okay? I want you to come on up here on the top step here. Can you come up here on the top step, Learning Garden, boys and girls? Come on up. Come on up. And we're going to sing our songs that we learned in chapel. Okay? All right? And don't forget the special ending in the beginning, okay? All right? You want to come up, too? Yeah, and you want to come up, too? You can sing. All right.
Are you going to have all the kids stand?
You can have all of them stand. You may not know the song, but they're not that hard, okay? All right? You may not even know the last one. So stand up. All of you, everybody stand up. All right, so are you ready? We're going to do in the beginning first, okay? Don't forget the at the end, all right? So I'm going to stand over here so you can you see me? Because I want the people to see you. All right, ready? I'm going to count to three and we'll start. One, two, three. In the beginning, God made the world. Let me hear you. In the beginning, God made the world. In the beginning, God made the world. But the very best thing is God made me. He made the land and he made the sea. But the very best thing is God made me. Remember what we do at the end? Boom, boom. There you go. All right. Now your favorite. Warm up deep and wide. And you guys can do this with us. It's not that hard. You can at least do the motions, all right? All right, here we go. Ready? Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. All right, you did pretty good. Let's go fast. Super duper fast. Here we go. Super fast. Superman fast. Here we go. One, two, three. Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Very good. Thank you. And my youth pastor told me one time, he found a poster and it says, "He who sings prays twice." So guess what? That was our prayer for the end of the children's message today. All right. Thank you. You can go back and sit down now. The posters and offerings that they do over here every week for chapel, also over here in the annex.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If I were to quiz you today and ask, can you name any saints? I would guess that some of you probably could. Our namesake, Saint Paul. Or maybe St. Matthew, St. Mark, St. John, maybe some of the other biblical characters. But how about any of the saints that were not in the Bible? You might have to think a little harder for this. Some of you may know St. Francis of Assisi, or if you have some Irish background, maybe you know St. Patrick. And maybe if you've done some reading or some study, you might know of St. Thomas Aquinas. Or St. Augustine. But we really don't pay a whole lot of attention to saints in the Lutheran Church or in the Protestant Church. But maybe we should. Because the saints have done wonderful things. Many of them had miracles attributed to them. They did things that were just miraculous. And they can be very much an inspiration to us in our faith. Others have been very courageous and have given up their lives for the cause of Christianity. Others have given their whole life in compassion and in love, helping the poor community and helping those who are disadvantaged and those who have been outcast. They've had that compassion, showing that light of Christ for those people. Many of the saints have changed the world. Saints that lived hundreds of years ago are still influencing us today, maybe within our theology, the way that we do things in this world. They shape the way the world has been formed and how we look at each other. So maybe we need to look at the saints a little bit more. But going on then, can you name any saints that you know personally? Do you know personally any saints? Could you give them a name? And I would suppose most people are somewhat reluctant to name somebody. Are they, you know, you may think, well, maybe grandma's that way. We usually think of saints as being nearly perfect people or who have done great and marvelous things. Or I know the Roman Catholic Church then too also uses saints as intermediaries between the people and God. But really, as Protestants and as Lutherans in particular, we don't put a whole lot of stock in that the saints aren't just wonderful people or not just almost perfect people or who have done amazing things. And we don't think of people as saints as being intermediaries between us and God, because we can pray directly to God. We can pray directly through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only intermediary that we need. So who are the saints then? In the New Testament, there were contemporary saints. The word saints is used at least 60 times in the New Testament. And people were named as saints in the New Testament. I mean, think about Paul's letters that he wrote to the different churches that he had started. These people weren't perfect people, but yet he still calls them saints. Listen, in Romans, he writes to the Romans in his introductory statements, to all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints. Or in Ephesians, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and the faithful in Christ Jesus. Or in 1 Corinthians, he says, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and our Lord. So he's calling the people of the churches the saints. But these weren't perfect people. In Rome, they had troubles. They were self-righteous in their judgment. And then they also were plagued by a number of other problems. In Ephesians, they were influenced by pagan practices. In Corinthians, if you've ever studied Corinthians, you know how many troubles Corinthians had. There was so much infighting within that congregation. These weren't perfect people, but yet Paul calls them saints. So who are the saints? And I would guarantee that you do know some saints in contemporary life. Because the biblical understanding of who saints are those who believe in Jesus Christ and are baptized. Those are the saints. That's the criteria of what it means to be a saint, is to be baptized and to believe in Jesus Christ. Those are the saints. It's not by what we do. It's not by living an almost perfect life. It's not by doing miraculous things or wonderful things or world-changing things. The criteria is believing in Jesus Christ and being baptized. Because it's only through Jesus Christ that we are made clean. In our first lesson for today, It says, it talks about, who are these robed in white standing before the throne of God? And the answer was, it is those who have been washed in the blood of Christ, or in the blood of the Lamb. We are made saints through Jesus Christ. It's because Jesus Christ went to the cross and he died for us. He took our punishment, he took our shame, he took our guilt, he took our sin, and he died. And he was buried, and on the third day, he rose once again, bringing back new life and giving that promise of new life for us, that we too will be rising to new life. Today is All Saints' Day, and we remember the saints of this congregation who have gone before us, those who have passed this year, and we will be naming those folks in our prayers for today. We remember their lives. We remember how much they have influenced us, how they brought us into faith, maybe, or how they affected our faith, or how they kept things going, of how involved they were here. We remember their lives because they did affect us, of who we are in this congregation. They were a part of us. And so we remember those saints as well. But being a saint then means that we need to live in that sainthood, to continue on following Christ. We are made saints, or we are tied to Jesus Christ in our baptism, because baptism is tied to that cross and the resurrection. In the waters of baptism, we are drowned. We die. Our sinful selves die. And then out of those waters, a new life arises because of Jesus Christ going to the cross and the resurrection. We are tied to that. When that baptismal service is done, towards the end of the service, when a person is baptized, they are handed a candle, and it's lit. And the words are said, let your light so shine before others, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And that's the Great Commission, all in a nutshell, right there, of going, therefore, make disciples of all nations. As saints, we want to live up to that. We want to try our best. We can never be perfect. We will never do it perfectly. But that's our goal, is to live as the saints, to live as followers of Christ. As we look at the gospel lesson for today, the Sermon on the Mount, or the Beatitudes here, you could substitute that word blessed for saints. The saints are the ones who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The saints are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. The saints are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. That's what the saints are. That's who the saints are, those who are faithful to Jesus Christ, those who are willing to give their life, to be committed to Jesus Christ. Those are the saints. That's where we want to go. That's where we want to be, is in that sainthood, to continually follow Jesus Christ, to let our light shine before others so that they may see the good works and glorify the Father in heaven. We are called to be the saints of God, the children of God. Amen.